We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's get right to David Hickton, a former U.S. attorney who is such an expert on this. David, thanks for joining us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you both?
Hi, we're well. Facial recognition, when I think of it, I think back to the Jason Bourne movies when this is the sort of software and the programs that can isolate somebody in a crowd of throngs of people. And it sounds like it makes good sense, but it doesn't always work, right?
Well, it's a very good comparison, but it's technology that's here to stay. And it's getting a lot of attention now because it's sort of out in the open. And there are two main dimensions to it. One is it has the potential to make us a lot safer, but it's largely unregulated. And if used improperly, it has the potential to invade our privacy.
Well, yeah, I could see that.
So, David, give me your take on what happened in San Francisco. They say we're not going to use it. Why do you say that's good? Why do you say that's wrong?
Well, I think San Francisco is at the front end of what's been a growing movement to try and bring some regulation to this space. And regulation, unfortunately, has become a bad word, but really, regulation means law. Regulation means rules. And this technology has largely moved faster than any ability to govern it. Mm. So San Francisco's taken one of the first steps. Other small communities have done the same thing. They really don't have the power to influence how it's used by federal law enforcement. And in many states, state police and local police are using it very actively. But on the other side, I think it's really important to recognize there's a news report today that reflected that the entertainer Taylor Swift has a private security firm that's using it to protect her from stalkers. Wow. And people are very concerned about the terror threat. They're very concerned about the domestic terror threat. And local law enforcement is using it every day in an intelligence capacity to make us safe.
Caught the Boston bomber with it, right, David? The Boston bomber, right?
Oh, absolutely. We were able to identify those two individuals within a couple of days. I think people don't realize, Marty, that each one of us is probably videoed about 14, 15 times a day when we go to the Mac machine, when we go to the gas station, when we go get our coffee in the morning. And law enforcement has the ability to gather all that material in the case of an incident. Now, that's after something happens, which is less desirable than preventing things from happening. But that's where the rub is, because people feel that if law enforcement has too much access to this, we're going to be in a surveillance state.
Right. Well, if we bring the conversation back here to Pittsburgh, how widely used is facial recognition software programming? How much is it in our lives here?
Well, we won't know for sure because I think we're not going to have a discussion until we're required to have a discussion. But there's a comparison graph available which shows that Pennsylvania, and including Pittsburgh, is one of the most aggressive states for law enforcement. Law enforcement is more aggressive here than other places using facial recognition technology. But, it's not that dissimilar from using license plates readers, which have been here for a long time. It's not dissimilar from putting cameras in parts of the city to try and make sure that we have a deterrent for crime and we have evidence of a crime if it happens. They're all part of the same constellation of technology tools. And what San Francisco is trying to do is get out front and try and stake some land on the subject of they're not going to let it be used there. And that's going to prompt a conversation.
David Hickton, former U.S. attorney. David, you mentioned this morning when we talked, and I think you're spot on, that it has some bugs in it. Describe those bugs.
Oh, yeah.
Those bugs, sir.
Well, it's basically an artificial intelligence tool, and it's being sold and pushed out by a lot of people we know, like Amazon and Google and a lot of companies you've never heard of. But basically, it's only as good as the data that it has. And one of the principal bugs that it has is it's racially biased. Mm. So it does a very good job identifying white people because they're the majority of population and there's more data on them. But it can be spectacularly unreliable in dealing with minorities and women. And so it would be very unfair. I think everyone would agree. It would be terribly unfair if it were over-relied upon by law enforcement to just knock at the door of someone of color or a woman, which was identified from a picture and facial recognition, artificial intelligence material, to say that you committed a crime. That's just not reliable. There was a report out of the London police force that they had 49 false matches for every one correct identification.
Whoa.
Wait, that's totally unacceptable.
And then the ACLU says they misidentified 26 congressmen as criminals.
Oh, my.
Right. They took 534 pictures or 535 pictures of members of Congress and compared them to mugshots, and 28 Congress people were identified as criminals.
Wow.
Now, to some of your wags and pundits out there, they probably feel that way about Congress.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, then there's that.
But the truth of the matter is that it is not yet ready, and we need standards. So the National Institute of Standards and Technology, which Chancellor Pitt Gallagher used to head at, you know, before he came to Pitt, has been the heretofore always well-recognized organization that does this work for us. But what's happening is the technology is here, the use is ubiquitous now, and we have not yet set standards based on science and law. And that's what we need to do.
And
that's what our Institute of Pitt Cyber does every day. That's what we work on every day.
That's why you're the man.
Yeah.
David, it's always a pleasure.
Thank
David
you.
Hickam.
Have a great day. What a
Thank
conversation.
Pitt Cyber Institute, the best.
Important conversation.
Wow, that's good stuff. He's smart, but he knows what flittering means.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.